This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. We are about to end the year with nearly 20 million Americans out of work and receiving jobless benefits. And millions of people are turning to food banks for the first time. Whatever recovery 2021 may bring will likely come down to consumer spending, which, as we often point out, accounts for more than two-thirds of U.S. economic activity. And over the past couple of months, that spending has been trending down. Marketplace's Mariel Seguera reports on whether the latest pandemic relief package might change that trajectory.
When Congress passed the first relief bill in March, it worked, eventually. John Lear is an economist at Morning Consult.
The passage of the CARES Act drove an increase in consumer confidence, and that in turn translated into an increase in consumer spending. But it took a few weeks for that effect to play out.
It takes time for the checks to hit people's bank accounts, for states to distribute the unemployment benefits, and for people to spend the money. Lear says he expects the same this time around. And the government is giving people half as much money this time, so he expects any bump in consumer spending to be smaller. Also, Sonia Lipinski at Alex Partners says this moment is still looking pretty bleak. The virus is more widespread than it was in the spring. The vaccine rollout is taking longer than expected.
And I think that all of those things together are going to make consumers more wary about going out and spending their $600 paychecks right away.
Gregory Dacko, chief U.S. economist at Oxford Economics, says the relief package will help a lot of families that have lost jobs this year. But ultimately, this money is a bridge until the virus is under control.
What you need to see in order to have a strong and sustainable economic recovery is a strong and sustainable health recovery. And that will only come gradually over the next few months.
Maybe not until late spring or summer. I'm Mariel Seguera for Marketplace.